Galnet News Digest, 18th of January 3304. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, scratching the surface. Explorers get mildly impatient. Names of notoriety. Scratching the surface. Operation IDA, the loose coalition to repair stations disabled when the Thargoids gave them a quick kicking in the Pleiades, barely seems to have begun to scratch the surface. Out of the disabled stations, the Oracle was finally settled upon as a station to be prioritised, and of the materials required, aluminium was the first one chosen, for the very good reason that it comes first in the alphabet. American commanders had argued that aluminum should take priority, and Sir Humphrey Davy also suggested aluminium, although his argument was discounted on the basis that dead scientists have even less right to have an opinion than live ones. The quest for aluminium for the Oracle is 80% complete, but that will not mark the end for Operation IDA, nor the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning. Once the demand for aluminium has been met, just to get that one station working will require selenium and hydrogen and oxygen and nitrogen and rhenium and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, and then there'll be at least 10 more stations to repair, probably much more. The Thargoids seem to have the upper hand in this war of attrition. Explorers get mildly impatient. In a week when a new and highly capable and manoeuvrable medium combat vessel has been announced, explorers have been speculating whether there will ever be a dedicated exploration vessel. The matter is made less clear because the explorers cannot decide amongst themselves what attributes an exploration vessel should have. There seems to be a general consensus that jump range, supercruise agility, 6 internal equipment slots and a good cockpit view are essentially what's required, which is basically a description of the Asp Explorer. The clue is in the name. There's currently no one best exploration ship. The Asp Explorer is the best all-rounder, but the Diamondback Explorer and the Anaconda can easily jump further. Although the DBX has fewer internal compartments, and the Anaconda manoeuvres like the supertanker it is. Other capable exploration vessels, for those who like a little luxury, are the Dolphin and the Beluga. And let's not forget the man-in-a-van simplicity of the Hauler. Do we need another exploration ship? Not really. Names of notoriety. With the announcement that naughty commanders who won't drink their hot milk and go to bed at 9 o'clock, like Mummy said, will soon be attracting notoriety for their evil deeds, speculation has been rife as to what names notorious rankers should be given. One suggestion is that the rankings should follow 17th century naval ranks, starting with cabin boy and working up through powder monkey, gunner and sea artist, all the way up to first mate, captain and pirate lord. Whereas another suggestion focuses on the essentially murderous aspect of notoriety, starting with petty criminal and working up to marauder, scourge, assassin and terrorist. Other commanders suggested slightly more loaded terms, before the discussion was terminated early due to the use of drabble-like language. Possibly the best suggestion from No Sleep Demon was that the escalating scale of notoriety should start with Twit, and then progress through Pillock, Bell End, Burke, and Tosspot, finally ending up with the most notorious murderer being known universally as a right and proper twat. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.